For in the world you will have tribulation. As I said, in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good comfort. I have overcome the world, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Not only have I overcome he who comes to you, but I have overcome in that part that he would use in you against you. Know this, that when you choose me, you've chosen a place to be seated with me in heavenly places, saith the Spirit of grace. And in that place, my Father sees you as he sees me, with no weaknesses, with inability to fall, but to stand strong and to go forward. So I say to you today, saith the Spirit of grace, be strong, be courageous, understand who you are, and fight the good fight. Hallelujah.
Receive your freedom. I've given it all. I've provided all. It's you receiving. Receive it because it's already done. And you can walk out of this place completely free and stay free and walk in it day in and day out, moment by moment, minute by minute. You are free by the blood of my Son. You are free. He did the freedom for you. Just receive it and set your mind on things above.
Hallelujah.
And take those thoughts captive and say, I am free.
Hallelujah.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free, Lord.
I am free.
Hallelujah. I am free.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I am free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Maria,
come.
Just come and pray.
Oh, Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We welcome your sweet presence into this place, Holy Spirit. We wait on you and no other. We wait on you, Holy Spirit, and no other. We come to meet you. Right where we're at, Lord. No other place but right where we're at. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can meet you in the Holy of Holies. I thank you that you dwell inside of us. And that holy place lies inside of us, Lord. Oh, how wonderful you are, Holy Spirit. Yes. Worship you, Lord. Draw us in, Lord. Draw us in. Those things that hinder us. Those things that keep us in those outer courts, Lord. Come with your holy fire and purge those places. Oh, we want to enter in. We lay those things and we give those things up to you. Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come with your fire. Come with your fire to refine us. To purge those things. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Burn it off of us, Lord. Burn it, Holy Spirit. Come with your fire. Father, we want you. We want the fullness that you offer. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Draw us. Draw us to you, Holy Spirit. What freedom we find in that place. We want to taste that place all the time. We want to stay in that place all the time, Holy Spirit. Teach us. Show us those things that hinder. Those subtle things. Those things that we're unaware of. Just bring it up to the surface, Lord. Burn it away. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your fire, Holy Spirit. Come with your fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We come to meet you. We come to meet you, Holy Spirit. How sweet you are. What a gentleman you are. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes, Holy Spirit. We say yes to that purging. We say yes to your fire. Yes. Yes. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come into this place. Come into our hearts. Come with your fire. Draw us, Lord. Draw us, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought us here today, Lord. That all of us were to be here today, Lord, to meet with you. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask for your fire into our hearts. We want your fire. We welcome your fire. We welcome your fire, Holy Spirit. Yes, we want to be refined. As pure as gold, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 We say yes. We say yes. Come, Holy Spirit. Refine. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yield ourselves to you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Surrender our wills.
Thank you. Come, Holy Spirit.
We surrender.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Have your way.
Yes. Come. Your fire. Your fire, Holy Spirit. Your fire. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes, Holy Spirit. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes.
Have your way.
He hears our weak yes. He hears our weakest yes. Just say yes to him in your heart. Doesn't matter how weak.
Yes, Lord.
Just say yes. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Yes. Glorify you, Jesus. Your name is high and lifted up in this place. Holy Spirit, move and have your way. Move and have your way. We want you. We welcome you. Yes, Holy Spirit, to your fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're changed from glory to glory.
Worship you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We behold you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Changed from glory to glory as we behold you, Jesus.
Thank you. Faithful. Faithful to our weak, yes.
We behold you, Jesus.
You're so faithful to our weak, yes. Faithful. Faithful to our weak, yes. Yes. Draw us, Lord. Yes. Draw us, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Put us through the fire. We want your fire. We want your fire.
We can rest in you.
Yes, Holy Spirit.
It's by your Spirit.
We want your fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, just have your way. Have your way. Have your way. That's all we want is your way, Holy Spirit. We know no other way, Holy Spirit. We know no other way. We want your way, Holy Spirit. Teach us and come, Holy Spirit. Yes. How to say yes to you every moment. Yes, Holy Spirit, come. We want your way, Holy Spirit. No other way. No other way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is shit.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There be some that are searching and searching for a higher place of truth and a place of belonging and knowing and understanding. I don't know this. The greatest confirmation of what is truth is also coupled with peace, saith the Spirit of grace. So even when the things around you don't quite fit your theology, know that when I'm able and there's a window of opportunity, I'll slip peace into your spirit, and the peace will confirm to you that the things that you're witnessing as in confirmation to your heart's desire, those things are my way and the things that I'm getting over to you to take you to a higher place and fulfill the desires and the longings of your heart, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I exalt you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus. I desire to do a great work in families this hour, as I've always have. But when I say this hour, I'm talking about an authority that I've been granted by those who pray and pray over. So I desire more of that authority to spill over into the families and bring forth healing. Do you not know the church that began in the garden is the first church that began with the first man and woman? I brought forth seed to worship me in spirit and in truth was my desire. And know that even after the enemy stepped in and divided the church, that I had came once again with the plan. And all those who will depend upon me and call on me and the promises that I provided over their families, I will bridge the confusion between mother and father. I'll bridge the confusion in what is commonly called generational gaps. I'll bridge those so that the fathers are true fathers to the children and mothers, true mothers to the children. I desire the family be healed. And as that healing process burns, know that also my revival fires will burn among you, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Close my eyes. I'll be spun around here a little bit. I love you. I exalt you, Jesus. Pray one for another like you've never prayed. For oh, how the more you need each other in the Spirit for these last days for me to come and do what I desire to do. For truly I desire to fill your altars with those that are truly unlovely, those who cannot be loved, even their closest friends and family will abandon them before you find them. But when you find them, you will find them in my presence and see through my eyes as these are the revenues of the earth. They are the jewels that I have given you in these last days to possess and to hold among yourselves. Do not be caught up. Do not be caught up with that church that I prophesied in the book of Revelation that was caught up in things. And they lost their first love. But oh, adhere more to these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Cause yourself to come close to these things. Pull yourself in. Forsake the world and look not back as Lot's wife looked back and was turned in to a place of unchangeable. Know this, that I have given to you a place in the Spirit that continually looks forward with eyes upon the horizon and does not look back, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. So, dies diablano clese. You will find, for many of you, that as you court these things, it may be at the beginning that your love for the world and things of the world are a great competition with how much you see your desire in me. But know this, that I promise you that the hours are just ahead of you when hot tears will baptize your spirit and beyond that run into your soul. so that the things that you once garrisoned yourself against and tried so hard not to become involved in, as in that which took away your first love, know this, that you'll find your appetite. That's right. It's the word appetite. You'll find your the appetite of your spirit taking hold of the appetite of your flesh and soul. And as you do, you'll find that it's not that you are garrisoning yourself against things. It's more that there's no taste for the things of this world. And all you desire is the depth and the joy and the peace and the savoring of my word and the rush of my spirit bringing you higher and higher in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace. Ignacio de la Clase, continue to pray for me while he's on me in a real unusual way. Deus Oclate, et Efraso, and though these things are wonderful for you, oh, though they build you up and put you into heavenly places and cause you to live above and not beneath, all know this, all know this, that it is really beyond even you that I seek. For I've supplied you, and I desire to go in this place of edification and building you up. I desire that you know how healed you are and feel very comfortable in calling on me and seeking me for those who will come in, as I said prior to in the prophecy. They're unlovable. They're castaways. They smell in the natural and they smell in the spirit. But know this, I'm asking a church to be my hands and my feet, my arms, my legs, my eyes, and to love them with the pure passion that I love them with, saith the Spirit of grace. So now I sweep in these kinds of forums and ask you to find your identification and find that you are truly free and that you yourselves are healed. Otherwise, when I send them, you'll be too involved in your own self trying to sort things out. You will miss the jewels that I send. Oh, but you that are free will know that you are free indeed, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, pataya tie lo so. For many are having visions, and many are having dreams. They will increase. You'll see angels. You'll see fire. You'll see glory. But none of these will mean to you. You'll in respect give me thanks, and yet none of these things will mean to me what the glory of my spirit coming upon you. Breathe. Breathe upon us in these last days, Holy Spirit, that none are lost, that you have given us that none are lost, and that the wicked one does not take us out all the way to the end. All the way to the end. No fear. Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Yes, please. Yep.
Just what an incredible feeling and movement this morning. The power of God. All these things that we believe in, that we're believing God for here, they're all going to come to pass. I saw in my spirit so many people spending hours with Jesus, and those that hadn't been, all of a sudden their hearts turning to Christ Jesus like never before. And there's no doubt in my heart and in my mind that what we're believing God for, first and foremost, is to know Him in an intimate manner. Revival will not come without loving the Savior more than our lives. But let it be known, church, I had it in my spirit for about 10 minutes. All this will come to pass. We'll walk in the love of God like never before. And the fruit of walking in the love of God is an outpouring that we're contending for. And it's going to come, make no mistake, but I tell you, for about 10 minutes in my spirit, I saw a sword drawn against the church. But it doesn't matter, because if Paul and Silas rejoiced in the book of Acts, when that sword is drawn against the church, there'll be a grace upon us because of how much we love God that it won't matter. That we'll be able to jump and shout, Pastor, and bring glory to our King through worship during that time of trial and tribulation. That sword isn't extended out completely yet to the church, but it will be drawn out and extended. There will be no need to fear, because His grace will cover us, and we'll count it an honor and a joy to glorify our Father. I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I never really have been. But make no mistake, this will come at an expense. What we're after will come at an expense. But we won't even care, Pastor. We'll be so grateful that our Father, through the Holy Spirit, is pouring out another Book of Acts revival upon His people. And before Almighty God, I'm not scared. Like Paul and Silas shouted, worship God, because they were counted worthy to glorify the only risen Savior. So that sword will be drawn, but it won't matter to those that consider their life nothing in Him. It'll be like another day of getting up in the morning and going to work. Okay, you want to persecute me? You want to draw your sword out? It doesn't matter. I'm filled with His grace and with the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit. So it will not matter. So don't fear. Don't fret. Just seek Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
Ronk said a couple times this week, and I think 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, during a prophecy, the Holy Spirit said that He really wants you to know how healed you are. And that really just jumped out at me when He said that. And the Lord, I realized He was speaking to me this morning. I realized it wasn't just for myself, and so I didn't want to just sit there. But our experience and reality are oftentimes very different things. And I had a vision probably 2 months ago now. I was dealing with something physically. I was laying there praying, and it was like I was almost out of consciousness, like I was falling asleep kind of. But, and I had a real quick vision, and it was almost more of an understanding than a vision, but I did see it, you know, in the spirit. And I was driving down the highway. I was in the left lane. I was behind a very slow vehicle going probably 30 miles an hour, and I was getting aggravated. I was like, I need to pass this vehicle. What's going on? I need to pass this vehicle. I felt frustrated. And all of a sudden I realized I'm looking ahead, but I'm looking in the rearview mirror. And the thing that was slowing me down was actually behind me. And the Lord showed me that that was sickness and disease in the church. God can't lie. He said you were healed. He said you were healed. He can't lie. And I got that, caught that this morning. I knew it was for you guys too. He can't lie. You were healed.
Via Jesus. Glorify You. Father, we receive these words. We are who You say we are. Hallelujah. I glorify You and praise You, Jesus. Isn't it amazing, after He gives us an infallible word, that He also sends the Comforter to come along and to convince us with prophecies and exhortations that I really can't lie. I promise You I can't lie. Oh, Father, I thank You that we are healed. Whatever is behind me, oh my, tries to contend with whatever I am, I thank You, Father, through Your grace, through the power of His blood, It's been cut off. I give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. The first, what Homer was saying, what I would like, now this is just me, I'd like to be unleashed and run just real, you know, into the earth with nothing, no, absolutely, any kind of something that could stand there and try to abate me. Just try. I'd like to go forward. But I can tell you this. What many generations have failed to do is they took, and I don't even know, this may be more fable or more urban legend than anything. The ostrich that sticks his head in the sand. He thinks he's, because he can't see it, it doesn't exist. Let me tell you something. You will win, and you are, as Travis said, by the Holy Spirit, you have already won. You can settle that. And the best place to settle it is before it ever gets there. Because it'll do its best to tell you that the Word and the blood and everything else, by what it offers as proof of natural circumstances and pressures against the mind and lying symptoms against the body and all kinds of things. When you know this, when you know that Jesus was not tolerated, but He was absolute victory, walking personified. He was not tolerated by the enemy. When you know that Paul the Apostle and every man of God or every woman of God that ever said, I will, you can know this, that what he was saying, Homer, by the Spirit, is absolute truth too. We will get our opportunity to stand against the test and go forward. But guess what? It's amazing how God buttered both sides of the bread. Know this, that when it gets here, it's already behind us. Hallelujah. It's already behind us. And whatever you're facing is already behind you. Well, in a moment I'm going to ask you to help me with something. And I feel no, this is one of those things I can ask you to do something for me with no apprehension. I'd ask a couple of you to go whip me. If I ask you to send me on vacation, if based on the way everything is for you, if I went on vacation, it'd be up to me to save my watch. And, you know, I could. If I go any place where they're going to pay me when I get done speaking, I'll never ask you to send me there because they're bringing me and sending me. But 13 years ago last month, a year before it, I was divided. At times I didn't know if I could... Okay. He really got behind that. I didn't know if I could tie my own shoelace. I'd have always had a real good mind. And... I didn't make such good grades in school because I was too concerned about football and hunting. But when I went to college, I made good grades because I was having to pay for most of that. But I had a clear mind, a good mind. And then something came. And I knew I was called. And this thing fogged up my world like even the smallest task seemed like major kinds of effort just to hardly get out of bed. and go forward. At times I could be running 40 men, three or four crews, and have everything just spinning, administrating this, administrating that. And I'd have guys I could drive up on my job, condos at the beach, doing this, doing that. Had men working in Miami at times, going here, going there for years. And then this thing came. It came real hard. And I was baptized in the Spirit, but I didn't know that the Holy Spirit had come to really be your comforter and that you could turn Him loose on a willful, wantful basis. That was about 15 years ago. I went for counseling to preachers. They didn't know how to help me. They didn't know that a spirit had come, a dark shadow, and laid its hand on me to try to keep me. It wanted to destroy me. It wanted to take me out of the ministry, out of any. I was confused. The men that were my mentors at the time didn't know how to help me. They didn't know. I went one day, stripped off all of anything in my mind I possibly could, looked through the west window of my bedroom, and said, "God, I'm hungry for You." I'd always prayed as much as I could. "God, I'm so hungry for You. Nobody knows how to tell me. I've read books, books, books. Books weren't helping me. God, send me a mentor. I'm not wanting to put my eyes on men. I just say, God, send me a mentor to show me Your way." About 6 months later, or a few months later, I don't know, somebody started. I know who they are. They're here. And they started feeding me some tapes by a man named Dave Roberson. And he began to say, "Look, the Holy Spirit has come to lead and to guide you into all truth. And He's come with Him. He's brought an edification gift. And if you'll allow Him, He'll stand the gap for you. And there's nothing in this life, nothing that is challenging you, causing itself to stand as some kind of mirage against your life and say, 'I will dominate you until the end.' If you'll allow Him, the Holy Spirit, He'll step in." And did you know, the beautiful part was, He was not only telling me what the Holy Spirit would do for me, He was telling me how. And A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, not vague like, okay, let's see, what did He mean by that? If you'll go and find a place, here's lab now. If you'll go and find a place and park it. And then in between, when I say park it, park your body and give it over to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to come and pray for you on a willful, wantful. The Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us, 8:26, Romans, with groanings that cannot be uttered, meaning He knows how to get you out of. He knows when the thing behind you in your rear view is bigger than it really is to you, and you're believing that it's truth. You're believing it's truth. And I was believing a lot of stuff was truth, and I couldn't tie my own shoelace. But I found a path, a way. And do you know it's always been there? It's always been there. This man didn't create it. He didn't create it. There's others on this way. There's other family members, other bodies of believers that have found this way by the Holy Spirit. And they're on this path into this great outpouring. And I found out I could sit down deliberately on a daily basis and spend as much time as I wanted to or not wanted to praying in tongues. And you know, from the moment that I started praying in tongues, I wasn't doing crazy stuff to let Him in. Wasn't looking at bad stuff, watching bad stuff, running around on candy. I wasn't doing anything. An actual, to then it looked like to me something that was a creepy crawler from hell wrapped its arms around my mind, and I didn't know how to get free. My God, I can tell you this. When I went and visited for the first time, I wasn't looking for a man. In fact, I never even seen this man. This man walked in front of me, and I was at the first service of the conference. I saw this guy, and I said, I don't know who that is. I didn't know who he was. He walked up. You might have thought he was a leader, or you might have thought he was Dave Roberson. But I thought, if that's, man, there was something coming out of him. It was reeking humility. And he didn't say a word. I felt I was in the presence of one of the most humble men I'd ever met. And love just seemed to pour out of every pore. And peace. I said, oh my, before I ever started, I said, that's what I've been asking you for. Candy and left that day. I walked and prayed and cried and cried. And that thing broke. As it already began to break. And a peace. Battle after battle ensued thereafter for 13 years to the point. We'll never be out of the war. But I want to tell you something. The way that I found that day was not manufactured. It was a way that Jesus left here and many other groups of our family that we don't even associate with because we don't know them that well. Some parts of us do. They're on the same way. But Jesus left here for us a comforter. When we got back, Candy thought, oh, I've seen him like this before. She thought, this will go away and he'll look for something else later. Let me just give you my personal testimony. And a couple of sentences. 13 years later, I have never, never, never lost my peace. Never. I'm not talking about a momentary, oh, I'm sorry, Candy, kind of. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where a day turned into a season, and whatever it was that was in the rear view that tried to look like some big green-eyed monster. Let me tell you something. Once I began to understand that the Comforter had come, that perfect love began to cast out a fear. And the enemy had nothing inside of me. And then I found that he had promised to you and I by right of inheritance as children, as sons and daughters, that we could live free for the rest of our lives. Even while we were being perfected, I can tell you with an absolute, the Holy Spirit bearing me witness in my conscience, that peace has never left me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I can promise you, it never will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. One thing I found out after I began to pray in tongues a lot and found out how real the Holy Spirit was and the power of love. Now I can tell you this and prophesy this to all of you. Whatever's looking at you, whatever it was that come to stop me from going into the ministry. When I'd close my eyes at times and almost see it in the spirit, it looked this big, 10 feet tall, and enormous. When I found out under the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about this is a faith statement, although I love faith statements. But when I really saw this guy in the spirit, per se, you could have put him in a matchbox or a shoebox, a and tell you what you think is so big ruling over your life and your household is no more than an imp that squirms and cries and begs for mercy. They beg under the power that Jesus just stepped out on the shore, and they come running and threw themselves down and said, "We are legion. There are thousands of us in. Please, you're tormenting us by your presence. Give us leave. Let us go in. Please don't torment us." We often describe our adversary, "Pastor, you don't know there's this big devil that's destroying our home and our marriage and our family." You mean that guy that is a wimp? A sissy? He's a sissy. He's a sissy when it comes to who Jesus Christ is inside of you. Hallelujah. Mansekeret, yeah. Now, send me, because when I go, there's a conference coming up. And when I go and receive not only for me, but for you. Jesus said, "I am the way." I stepped over into His way a number of years ago, and I describe it for you. We haven't been perfected in His way. There are other groups that are in His way. I love the group that's in Kansas City. I feel they have our heart, or we have their heart, in the fact that we're seeking revival. Let me tell you something about people that can be part of. We're encompassing. But let me tell you people that are part of the way that you're walking. They're depending so much on the Holy Spirit. You'll find that part of their everything that they're doing is intimacy. You'll also find that they have a strong, any part that you see, you'll, if they're on the way that is taking them into a place where Jesus said, "I am the way," they'll also have a strong mortification message, meaning they will teach you through the mercies and grace of God how to die to the handles of your life. I used to teach a message. I might do it again. Candy said, "You got to do it again." I'd come out here with a suit coat on. I'd have spatulas and handles. Candy would tape all over them. Jesus said, "I'm going to the cross." John 17, somewhere in there, in between. 15 maybe it is. "I'm going." 16, I think. "I'm going." I'm paraphrasing now. 16. "I'm going. The wicked one is coming." He says, "Oh, I'm not going to say much to you hereafter. The wicked one is coming, but he has nothing in me." Do you know, sad to say, now this again, don't take this, because no matter where you're at, I've been there, and in parts of me are still being going through that mortification. But most of what the big guy uses when he disguises himself as big and he's only little bitty is what he's using to turn inside of you is, as Jesus said, "He has nothing in me," meaning there's no investment in 33 years. I never gave myself over to it. You don't think that Jesus didn't have thoughts that came to Him about women? He was a man, a physical man. But instead of dwelling on that, He turned to the Father. And instead of letting Satan develop some kind of something inside of him, so that at the cross, now, you know, Satan, somebody said this week, they're so right, Satan will hold. He's not God, but he is a genius when it comes to humankind. He'll have a trump card and he'll wait. He'll play his cards on you. He'll do everything he can to abate you. But if his trump card is what he's got inside of you, he'll wait till a big mega move of God that's supposed to be working in your life. And then had Jesus begin to move on anything, act on anything. In His touch of healing, He allowed flesh to come out. Yeah, Pastor, that's God you're talking about. He's a man. He's my prototype. That's why I can live victorious over the enemy. He said, He doesn't have anything in me. I have not allowed Him to come and camp out, get anything in me. Otherwise, He would have played His trump card. And at the cross, He'd have twisted that handle. He'd have took that handle and began to turn it up to such an immense place that Jesus would have said, oh no, I can't do this. I can't do this. So most of what we're rebuking sometimes, this is the hard part. We're usually or many times rebuking Satan out of a stronghold that he put us in. And we're living in that when the blood is all we need. Go to the blood. Okay, receive your blood. Receive your forgiveness. And I'm not going to do that anymore by the grace of God. Then those handles begin to fall off. They begin to drop off. A strong mortification message is absolutely necessary for any body group that is necessary for them to walk into the way and to receive His kingdom come. Otherwise, Satan will come and he will take the handles and he will put them in his box and he will destroy any church, any group that he can destroy them with the attributes that he can destroy them with. We're not the only group, but I know we're on the way. Hallelujah. In fact, Paul said, have not many fathers. He said, though you have 10,000 instructors, in other words, we can all sit around and sip our coffee and instruct each other. I'll tell you what, this is what the Word of God says. He said, good, good, good. Sit around, have your talks. But don't have many fathers. In other words, don't let many men bend your life. Bend and shape it. And I don't have. I have a few. And Dave is one of them. But I can tell you this. He's walking in the same. In fact, that vision he had a few years ago, it helped all of us. Because he is such a man of revelation knowledge. It's so easy sometimes to look and see. It's so easy to look and see sometimes where others. Because the Holy Spirit is a revelation gift. And the more you pray in tongues, the more a light bulb comes on. And you see the Word and the clarity. It's not speculation. Then you understand certain guidelines concerning meditation and those kinds of things. I love the vision Dave said that he saw. And it taught me something. He got me privately and explained it to me. It's helped me. It changed something inside of me. He said he was actually physically out. I think he was running with Alan Taylor. And when I go to the conferences, sometimes we'll catch a run together, but not always. And he said he was running, and he said he looked over. He said he went into the Spirit. He said, I went into the Spirit, and if you ever have visions, you can go in and out, and the whole encyclopedia can be birthed inside of you in about a microsecond. And he said, I saw this playground where people were playing. And there were these little kids and they were playing. And I was running through the playground. And he said there were kids. And he said, I saw that some of them were entrenched in different things. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to him. He said, these are some of the ones that, you need to leave alone. I won't be saying it exactly like he said it, but he said, be careful. He said, they're my kids too. And he said, they might not see it like I've given it to you, or they might not be progressed along, or they might be in their toy trinkets. But he said, son, I've called you to the Olympics and you're running in front. He said, what I really caught was at that moment in time, he said, I got an insatiable kind of feeling that if I stopped, I could have been a bully on the playground. And I could have looked at where people were at in their lack of understanding and bull them over with my understanding. But he said, just keep running because you're called to the Olympics. Appreciate them, but don't disturb them. Let me work with them. Don't bully over them. Just keep running. Man, it did something for me. And I understand how much God appreciates everybody. But I do know this, and you will not convince me otherwise. And I say it in all humility through the Holy Spirit. We're on a way. That way will capture us more and more and more. We've not perfected the way, but the way is perfect. And I know this, if we keep going the way we're going, we will wind up in a great outpouring. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, there is Gainesville. No, Ocala. Gainesville's on my mind. Hallelujah. Well, let's close. Yes, ma'am, I'll get to you in just a minute. I sure will. Where is my offering, lady? Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to ask Homer. He meant to say the spirit of fear is not upon us. And that's why I quoted the other time, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. We have to walk on that and have sound mind through the Spirit. And then this gentleman, young man.
The good-looking guy,
yes,
Travis.
Him, yeah. Okay. Yes. When he said about healing, I've been through some healings that I haven't even been to the doctors, but I've been blessed. And on Fridays, I haven't been here, but I know that. They call in the lost, but then they say, you're healed.
Yes.
And we've been calling for parts for the bodies to be healed because it's in the Word. And here we believe that God will put me, and I believe Pastor does, he said that parts will appear. So when he said about healing, I saw parts, and I don't know when it started, but parts, soundness of mind, I don't know, ribs, whatever is in your body, a heart, whole heart, kidneys, whatever was in your body, God has
Hallelujah.
Done it. God has
yes.
done it. And you got to keep saying, and don't be surprised if you had surgery and something was taken away by accident, God's going to replace it.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful. He's faithful. Faithful. Oh, my.
Thank you. He's going in the offering, Blake. Where's Damien at? Damien would love that. There's a lizard up here. You didn't hear it from me because I wouldn't allow it, you know, that he takes the BB gun and goes into my backyard and sends a lot of them to heaven. So, oh, Gary, he said somebody in the family can shoot. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless this. And I'm going to bless you. And Matt's going to put on something. He's going to turn the lights down. And whenever you get ready to bring this, whatever God speaks to you and helping me get out there and back, I'll be going in just a few weeks. I appreciate it. And just give according as God for all the expenses, anything that God tells you. But let's extend ourselves over into worship for a little bit this morning. And you're free. I bless you in Jesus' name. You're free to stay or to leave under His presence. And didn't we have a wonderful time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you'd like to sit and soak for a little bit, I would say that is a good idea. God bless you. Candy and I love you. You can bring this whenever you're ready, and you are dismissed.